Daniel said, "L'cha Hashem atzadoka v'lo reis haponim." There's when a person comes to be toveya b'mishpat, and he realizes that he has a tzedaka, it's a tremendous embarrassment. And we do it. I remember as a young boy yet, it was in yeshiva. I just come to yeshiva a few months, and somebody came running Beis Medrash at night. That there's a sheva brachas for a chasan kala, and they don't really know anybody, and you know nobody's come there, and it's a big push. Why don't you come down? And you desperately need you. But kids said, "We have to ask a shayla." Yes, no. Kids said, "Fine." They went. So we went down, a group of a dozen, 15 people, going to the place. And chasan kala is not here. Okay. They call him up. Kid once, twice. Find the chasan, answers, like, "I'll come on my time. Like, the ilum is waiting eagerly for me. And, you know, I'll come on my time." And he came. Nobody said anything, obviously. I mean, but you look at it and you say to yourself, I mean, you know, arrogance should also have its gavul. I mean, he's getting stuck. 15 people pick themselves up and come because you're neb, and you're nachmanis, and you're being tever. No, I'm melech hasdem lemelech. They should wait for me. I have more important things to do, and they'll take their good time. I was once involved with somebody. Somebody was given a job out of rachmanis for no other reason. And a person, the employer, was basically paying him money that didn't need the job, needed the person. And the person, in somehow, a lot of times there's a correlation, was coming with tvias and tainis and treating it this and treating that. And again, the person was a big Balmidas and he didn't say anything. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the Chazal, go through, and this, the Kinnah goes through all of it. Klal Yisrael had a Pesel Micha with them. They crossed the Yam with Pesel Micha. So the Yam, through everything, through Eretz Yisrael, established it, and now we come with tainess, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a little bit patience, and all of a sudden you just blow up, and what's happened, the sense, the double busha, that we come kilo with a taina on mishpat, and we're living on tzedakah. It's where you're coming from. And he's going through, the kinnah goes through all those cases. I have very strong feelings because it became fashionable that big balei das and lefi what they understand, and balei hashpa, they're always coming around every so often and open up a case against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Barab. Some even wear yarmulkes. They have their tainus. You know, right before they go for vacation, they finish with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the tainus, and then they come back, and the jarness, you know, L'cha Hashem Atztaka, everything that we have, that we are here, that Klal Yisrael is still here, despite of everything, despite of how much we've done wrong, we're here, and, you know, Chaim Kol Chamayim, and there's a whole, and you know, now about taina. They should, you know, you're not paying enough. On the job that I don't deserve, that doesn't exist, you're not paying well enough. That's the mushal, not a good enough mushal for that type of sicha. Go through the kinnah of all the places where Klal Yisrael were the ones that did so terrible, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu forbear, and now we're bal advarim, we're coming with tainus. There's a terribly ironic twist in this kinnah. We said before, Klal Yisrael boasts that its innate power and connection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with tefillah. The Mikoy Gadol, Enker Chen Ol Beper, Akol Kol Yaakov, Klal Yisrael's yichud is that their tefillah is miskabel, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was there to some degree. On Tisha B'Av, it says, Sosam Tfilasi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is shut it out. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is put in Chitza Shel Barzel, and it doesn't take it. We have one other Eitzah. When we tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you don't listen to us, then listen to what the goyim have to say. If the voice of Klal Yisrael is down and not heard, then all the tefletzes mina etzes means the monster that's being mecharif and megadif is at work. If Klal Yisrael's koil is not heard, there are many other koilos of chiruf and giduf and nivel, and our last resort is maybe we don't deserve to have our koil be held, but there's nothing else that the alternatives are. Compared to Titus, we're much better. We're much better. That's what it's a terrible way to be mispala. It's a terrible tefillah, but that's what we have when it's Sasam Filasi. Atelas Boris, if let's ask the nice,